I think it's an evolution of the platform rather than a significant change to what they're doing. It's not a pivot in terms of their business model. It's an extension, bringing in different types of audio content like podcasting, like radio, and also video content from a whole range of partners like the BBC, like TED Talks. It starts to put them into a really interesting space, and the Spotify Now option in their application starts to intelligently bring that content to you based upon what it knows about you and what your listening habits are in your tastes.
So it's suggesting other things that you might like.
Suggesting, recommending. Daniel Ek, who's the CEO of Spotify, talked about how they've served over 25 billion hours of content since they've been in existence and helped people discover 5 billion new types of content. So they've got a lot of data on people. They know what I listen to and what I like listening to and what I don't like listening to.
What about this move to video then? Is that a significant one for Spotify?
I think so, although I don't think it's a difficult move for them. It's entertainment and content at the end of the day. They're working with partners to source premium content, and there was mention of original content coming in the future. So perhaps they're looking towards a Netflix model. And Netflix is interesting because they use, again, that data to intelligently commission new programming, knowing what people really like and what people react well to. So perhaps that's the future for Spotify. They become a commissioner of content, and this is just the portal to access those audiences that they know are engaged.
So for the likes of, say, the BBC, other media companies, Spotify Now will be another way of getting their work in front of more eyeballs on the internet.
And advertising brands as well, because there's a commercial model here. We may well see sponsored content and native content appearing in the platform that you think you're listening to a piece of content, but actually it's been produced by an advertiser.
So advertisers are going to be licking their lips perhaps at this. Who should be worried though, in business terms? Is this a serious rival to the likes of YouTube?
I don't think it's a rival to YouTube. Apple and iTunes probably should be more concerned because iTunes is that one-stop shop for audio and entertainment content. So that's a direct rival. But we know that their Beats platform is going to be launched and potentially undercutting the Spotify price point around the £10 mark. So they're going head-to-head with Apple. So I think we'll basically see a flattening of the types of content that people are producing, no longer just audio specialists, but we'll see the ability to get any content wherever you want, however you want it.